Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to get drowsy and celebrate the birthdays of Cliff Friend, Vincent Eumanns, Fred Fisher, and Frank Benta. A couple of weeks ago, I played Drowsy Head, written by Irving Berlin and Vaughn DeLeith. Well, here are some other drowsy songs, but I don't think they'll put you to sleep.
Thank you. Drowsy sleeper, wake up, for it's almost day. Stick your head out at the window and see your true love march away. Who is it that has come so early? Who is it that has come so soon? Katy, dear, it's your true lover that's come so early and so soon. Katy, dear, go ask your parents if you may be the bride of mine. If they say no, return and tell me, and no longer will I pine. Willie, dear, it's no use to ask them. They're in their room a-taking a dress, and in their hands they both hold daggers to kill the one that I love best. I'll then take out my silver dagger and pierce it in my tender breast. Sing goodbye, Katy, goodbye, darling, I'll die for the one that I love best. I'll then take up his bloody dagger and pierce it in my lily-white breast. Sing goodbye, Katy, goodbye, darling, I'll die for the one that I love best. May this day be long remembered. Oh, may this day be never forgot. To all you cruel-hearted parents who try to keep true lovers apart.
The Oakes family, led by blind musician Charlie Oakes, who in the early 20s could be found busking at the train station in Knoxville, Tennessee, and Wake Up, You Drowsy Sleeper, recorded by Victor on June 4, 1930. Before that, we heard Roy Fox and his band and Drowsy Blues, recorded at the Café de Paris in London on July 10, 1934. Drowsy Blues was arranged by Jack Nathan, pianist in the band, but it was written by another blind musician, Alex Templeton, who was blind from birth and had just turned 24 when that recording was made. We began that drowsy set with Henry Red Allen and his New York Orchestra and Feelin' Drowsy from July 17, 1929. I'm the wide-awake Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 30th, marked the birth in 1875 in Cologne, Germany, of Fred Fischer. He grew up in Germany and served in the German Navy before moving to the U.S. in 1900. He began his songwriting career in Chicago and then went to New York, where he worked at publishing firms Harms & Company and Leo Feist before starting his own music publishing company. He wrote scores for silent films and songs for talkies, as well as special material for vaudeville. His collaborators included Grant Clark, Joe McCarthy, Billy Rose, Alfred Bryan, and Billy Hill. Fred Fischer died in New York City on January 14, 1942. His hits include Peg of My Heart, Chicago, Come Josephine and My Flying Machine, There's a Little Bit of Bad in Every Good Little Girl, Who Paid the Rent for Mrs. Rip Van Winkle, and these.
That won't do, or would you say that is okay, leave it that way? If I rhyme cottage small with the words kiss and bliss, then would you say that is okay, leave it that way? If I use a line like wedding in June, would you agree to help me with a tune? For the punch, suppose I'd add baby smile, mom and dad, would I be wrong, or would you say leave it that way? Thank you.
that walking around here? Mercy. Like baby paddle. Baby elephant paddle, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's just too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Where'd you get 'em? Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face, she likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Gun to gun boats. Shift, shift, shift. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. Got me walking, talking, and squawking, cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one?
Don't potatoes?
No, waffles or mine.
I don't know about you, but I suddenly have a craving for waffles, thanks to Irving Aronson and his Commanders on June 23, 1926. Waffles was written by Fred Fisher and Al Koppel, and the vocal was by Phil Sachs and the band. Before that, it was Fats Waller and his rhythm and Your Feet's Too Big, written by Fisher and Ada Benson. That recording is from November 3, 1939. Your Feet's Too Big was preceded by an acoustic recording by the Happy Six, a little unusual in that it had a vocal provided there by Frank Crummett, whom we featured on the show a couple of weeks ago. That was Je ne sais pas pa, translating as I Do Not Know, from September 19, 1920, referring to the bit of French which British soldiers would have picked up in France during World War I. We began our tribute to Fred Fisher with the Hi-Hatters and Leave It That Way, written by Fisher and Andy Rice. The vocal on that March 18, 1930 recording was Frank Luther, a frequent contributor to Hi-Hatters recordings. Last week, September 28th, marked the birth in 1897 in New York City of pianist Frank Edgar Banta. His father was studio pianist, composer, and arranger Frank P. Banta, who unfortunately died before the younger Banta even began taking piano lessons. He was a natural talent, and by age 17 he replaced Felix Arndt in Fred Van Epp's trio and began his recording career at age 18. In addition to a solo contract with Victor and Six Sides for Plaza as Jimmy Andrews, Banta made a number of piano roles for Duo Art and Melody. He was in great demand as a studio pianist, accompanying the likes of Rudy Weedoff, Frank Crummett, Billy Murray, and Henry Burr. Frank Banta was also a composer of novelty songs, and we're going to hear three of them right now. Thank you. There you have three songs written or co-written by Frank Banta. We started off with Nat Shulkrit and the Victor Orchestra and Prudy, Prudy being Frank Banta's younger sister, Prudence. That was recorded January 7th, 1927. Next, it was Dorothy, written by Banta and Jimmy McHugh. I don't know if Dorothy was also a relative of Frank Banta's, but that piano solo was recorded on October 26, 1928. We finished with Frank Banta at the piano once again, along with the Ambassadors, and a tune written with Peter DeRose, Upright and Grand, from August of 1923. Frank Banta also recorded Upright and Grand in March of 1924, but with David Grupp on drums, credited on the label of the Apex 78 as Jenkins and Johnson. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, September 27th, marked the birth in New York City in 1898 of composer Vincent Eumanns. His father was the owner of a chain of haberdasheries, and Vincent started piano lessons at age 4. He enrolled in Sheffield Scientific School at Yale University, but quickly found out he had no interest at all in engineering and left to join a Wall Street brokerage. He first began composing while in the Navy during World War I, where one of his songs was heard and then used by John Philip Sousa in his band concerts. In 1927, that song was renamed Hallelujah and was a hit in the Broadway musical Hit the Deck. After his discharge from the Navy, Eumanns embarked on a musical career working as a pianist and song plugger for the Harms Music Publishing Company. He first became interested in writing for the musical stage while working as a rehearsal pianist for Victor Herbert, and his first Broadway show tune with the lyric by Ira Gershwin was Who's Who With You in the 1918 show From Broadway to Piccadilly. His first complete Broadway score was 1921's Two Little Girls in Blue, and he also wrote the film score for the Bing Crosby Bob Hope picture Flying Down to Rio. Vincent Eumanns died of tuberculosis in Denver, Colorado on April 5, 1946, at just 48 years of age. Here are a couple of Vincent Eumanns' less well-known compositions. Thank you.
myself pretty and snappy. I'm keeping myself thinking I'm happy. I've been on the shelf keeping myself for you, dear. Making myself dresses and laces. I'm taking myself nowhere and places. What more can I do? Keeping myself for you. Though you're not within my arms, I hold you close to me. It's a thrill to know that soon you'll be. Keeping myself, saying you're coming. I'm keeping myself, weeping and humming. I've been on a shelf, keeping myself for you.
Johnny Morris with Paul Specht and his orchestra and Keepin' Myself for You, written by Sidney Clare and Vincent Humans for the Broadway show Hit the Deck. That Columbia recording was made January 23, 1930. Preceding that was Lennon's Arcadians and Toodaloo from December of 1923, written for the show Mary Jane McCain. We began our tribute to Vincent Humans with The Troubadours, a Victor Studio band directed by Nat Shilkret, and Nothing Could Be Sweeter from July 14, 1927. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week, October 1st, marked the birth in 1893 in Cincinnati, Ohio, of composer, lyricist, and pianist Cliff Friend. His father was a violinist with the Woods Theater Orchestra, and Cliff received his musical training at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music with the goal of becoming a concert pianist, but illness prevented that. Early in his career, he accompanied Harry Richmond in vaudeville, and the pair made their way to Los Angeles, where they met Al Jolson and songwriter and publisher Buddy DeSilva. From there, Friend moved to New York to become a songwriter on Tin Pan Alley. His collaborators included Lou Brown, Sidney Clare, Billy Rose, Irving Caesar, Abel Baron, Charlie Tobias. He wrote songs and lyrics for Broadway shows including Piggy in 1927, George White's Scandals of 1929, and Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1931. Cliff Friend died in Las Vegas, Nevada on June 27, 1974. His hits include June Night, Then I'll Be Happy, Oh, If I Only Had You, The Sweetest Music This Side of Heaven, The Merry-Go-Round Broke Down, and these.
Thank you. Thank you. let them squeeze a little, tease a little more, that just favors you too. And there's another little thing I like, another little thing I like. You know what to do when the doing is necessary. Just a gentle, temperamental playboy with nothing to do. Gentle, temperamental with nothing to do. Just a little different than anyone I ever knew.
Everything you do is swell. What you do so well.
You, yes, a little, no, a little. That's what I like about you.
We began our tribute to Cliff Friend with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with an unidentified vocalist on Bigger and Better Than Ever from August of 1929. That was followed by Isa Foster and her Ambassadors and It's Great to Be in Love, recorded in October of 1931. Isa Foster's was an all-girl band, but the vocalist was Elmer Lowry. The band was based in New York, but it was a working band and played for dances in Appleton, Oshkosh, Wisconsin Rapids, and Stockbridge, Wisconsin, and that recording was made in Grafton, Wisconsin. We finished up with Jackie Taylor and his orchestra with the Boswell Sisters, and That's What I Like About You, written by Cliff Friend and James Monaco. That unissued Victor Test recording was made July 20, 1930 in Hollywood and marked the Boswells' first recording in 5 years since their first session in New Orleans. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.